KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. I'm Mara Carabello here with Leah Murray. And Leah, summer often means flying somewhere fun on vacation. And do you have your vacation trips?
I have booked flights from here in Utah back to New York to visit family. And I'm going to tell you, two summers ago, we got hung up, like we slept in the airport in Chicago so bad that last year we drove.
Okay.
But now it's enough distance that we forgot how bad flying was.
Yeah,
we're
going
to fly again this summer.
So I'm not an uptight person. It's not my nature. I don't sort of fuss about these things. But I have asked myself, does my plane have all of its parts, right? I mean, it is just...
Let's be clear. I'm Catholic. I cross myself whenever we take off every single time.
Yeah. I mean, it has been extraordinary, the amount of flights with problems.
Yeah.
Now, we've really been focused on Bolts and in Boeing, but some other things have been going on in the news related to flying. We have Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent in Los Angeles, here with us tonight. And Alex, tell us what happened recently, yesterday, in fact, with the Southwest Airlines flight.
Yeah, and in defense of the airlines and of Boeing, I think we're just more aware of all of this
now. Because Alex, are you saying that planes' parts fall off always and we just are aware of it now?
Quite honestly, in the world of social media, that now we just see all of it going on.
Gotcha.
There are maintenance issues and other issues all the time, but we're kind of in this where we're paying attention to all of it right now. What this one was, Southwest flight lifting off out of Denver. Everything seemed normal. They were heading to Houston. They were about 10 minutes into their climb. And then passengers sitting along the wing looking out the window noticed something didn't seem quite right. It looked like the engine was peeling apart and the cover was coming off. And many of the people, by the way, were heading to Houston to see the eclipse, that they were going to be in the path of totality. The blue cover over the right engine, called the cowling, the part that says southwest.com on it, it was peeling away, getting progressively worse, kind of hanging on the leading edge of the right wing, more and more ripping away, exposing all the piping and the cabling and everything else inside the engine right underneath the cover. The pilots radioed in this.
Let's go ahead and declare an emergency for Southwest 3695, and we'd like an immediate return. We got a piece of the engine cowling hanging off, apparently.
That audio from liveatc.net. They reported in 143 souls on board. They had two lap children, telling rescuers they were coming back with a full flight and to be ready, that they were going to come back quickly. They were going to land fast. They were going to be heavy. They weren't burning off any fuel. They were coming right back.
I think the flaps on the inboard side of the engine, between the engine and the fuselage, ripped off on takeoff. We don't actually see it from the cockpit. That's just what the crew in the back is telling us.
So when they landed, the cover on that right engine was pretty much completely gone. The running theory right now is that when they work on an engine, the covers come up kind of like wings on both sides of the engine, so they can get in and change the oil and check all of the components of the engine and get into it, just like putting up the hood of your car and working on things in the engine. And then when they close it, there's just little snaps that they clip close, little clips. That may not happen. They may not have clipped it and when maintenance was working on it and closed those clips, which once wind got underneath of it, they were able to open up and rip off. Either that or the clips broke. Who knows? This is our aviation analyst, Steve Gagnon.
As soon as there was enough air over the airplane, as it got airborne, those light aluminum shells were actually ripped off the airplane. But it did not come from the inside of the airplane. That engine was still functioning normally.
They landed back in Denver. Everybody was fine. The plane was towed to the gate. The 737-800, as of tonight, is still sitting in Denver getting maintenance done on it. Probably be flying again within a couple of days and flying passengers. If fix that engine, then be good to go. And, I mean, the real aspect of this is the engine kept operating. Nothing got sucked into it. None of the pieces coming off broke a window or did anything like that. This was really cosmetic coming off of the engine, that it looked really bad, but it was really just the cosmetic cover to it. Yeah, to protect it from the elements if it were raining or snowing or whatever. But for that short amount of time, there wasn't a ton of danger based on what was going on, but it looked really bad as you look out the window and looks like the engine is coming apart.
Alex, this just, first of all, how like flat affect that pilot was. He's like, you know, yeah. We think the engine's coming off. We can't actually see it, but totally not freaking out at all.
I mean, they know what's going on. It's, you know, like there's a thing called a compressor stall when an engine, it looks like it has blown up or caught fire. And to those of us who are not pilots or mechanics, it is a freaky thing. It sounds bad. And it happens all the time, and it makes the news, and you see the plane flying along with fire coming out the back, and on board you hear a big boom. But in the end, they're really not that dangerous. So, that you know, the pilots, this is why they go into simulators all the time. They know what's going on. They know that cowling coming off the outside most likely is not going to be dangerous. They can just turn around and go back.
So, Alex, real quick. So I was going to say, you know, why is the airline industry getting away with this? This just seems, but the way you're talking about it, this is not like negligence on Boeing's part, just the same way, like, I don't know, your door might not close on your car, right? Let's just, so level that for me in that temperature. Does that make sense? Like, basically.
Yeah, I mean, probably in this case, more like the hood on your car, not completely latching, and then it comes up. And in this case, this wouldn't be a Boeing issue because they don't make the engines. This is either going to be maintenance with Southwest Airlines not clipping it closed, or whoever made this engine, that it would, if it was GE or some other company, that it would be a clip, a broken clip or something there. But, you know, Boeing, they've gotten a lot of flack in the last number of weeks, and some of these have not actually been their doing. This would not be involved. Now, it is on a 737, on a Boeing aircraft. Boeing aircraft had to make an emergency landing, but they don't make the engines. They don't maintain the aircraft. So we'll find out. The NTSB and FAA will look into this of what it was. We don't know if it was a mistake by maintenance or something that broke. But bottom line, it really wasn't all that dangerous. It just looked really bad.
So, Alex, we also heard today that Spirit Airlines, which hasn't been profitable since before the pandemic, says it's furloughing 260 pilots and telling Airbus to defer its aircraft orders as it struggles financially. As profit margins are getting smaller and smaller for even the big guys, is some of this maintenance, or what is perceived as maintenance issues, do you think it's related to the financially tough position that airlines have been in for several years now?
Well, in some ways, yeah. In Spirit's issue, they don't fly Boeing, so it would be an Airbus maintenance issue because they have a number of aircraft that have Pratt & Whitney engines on them, and Pratt & Whitney has done a recall on some of those, and so Spirit has had to ground some of their planes. Similarly to how United has said that it's going to stop pilot hiring because it's not going to get as many Boeing 737s that it thought it was going to get this year, Spirit having to ground some of its A320s, it doesn't have as many planes as it thought it was going to have. Spirit and JetBlue, they thought they were going to merge. Mm-hmm. The Biden DOJ ripped that apart and said that it couldn't go forward. And now both airlines are dealing with financial issues. JetBlue has cut back some of its flying. Spirit has a number of issues. So they are now going to furlough about 260 pilots. They're telling Airbus, we know we ordered your A320s. We don't want them until 2030 or 2031. They're deferring delivery on those, saying give them to somebody else who ordered them. Let them jump the line. And the CEO at Spirit today said, you know, look, the Spirit has got to make these moves to ensure a strong future for the airline. The pilot furloughs are going to take effect in September. They've got the issue of the grounded Pratt & Whitney engines. Pratt & Whitney is going to pay Spirit certain amounts of money to help offset the amount of time that they're not flying and making money on those planes. Spirit's got a lot going on right now, but it has indicated that moving forward without that deal with JetBlue, because it hasn't been profitable since before the pandemic and even before the engine issues, that it's got some headwinds in front of it. You know, they looked at going with Frontier or somebody else trying to merge, but yeah. The current DOJ is against a lot of that and isn't allowing it to go forward.
Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent based in L.A. Hey, thanks for the in-depth coverage on this and staying on top of it. Thanks for joining us.
You got it. Thank you. Have a great night.
So next on KSL at Night, Leah, let's talk about a super cool astronomical event that happened today. We're going to take a different point of view on the eclipse, so stay tuned with us on KSL at Night.